Good day, and welcome to this sponsored Ingredient Solutions podcast, brought to you by Prepared Foods and Benexia. I'm Prepared Foods editor Bob Garrison. Benexia is a global supplier of chia ingredients for a wide range of finished food applications. Joining me today is Remy Ruggiero, Benexia's technical director and a 20-year expert in all matters related to R&D and technical quality for both chia ingredients and finished products involving chia on a worldwide basis. Welcome, Rennie.
Hi, Bob.
I'd like simply to just to ask you about kind of the perceived fiber gap. It seems like the many consumers are still kind of coming short today on daily fiber intake, and I was just kind of curious to get your opinion on that.
Today in the food industry, and we know that globally we have a fiber gap. I mean, both the FDA and the World Organization, Health Organization, has expressed the lack of fiber that we're taking to on an every day. Normally, the average is 25 gram for women and 32 gram for male per day that we have to have from fiber, right? And the average in North America is around 14 gram per day. So we still have those like 10 to 12 gram to cover. So yes, I mean, definitely we need to increase our fiber intake and have to be one of our main priority.
And is there a difference? So can we talk about like a fiber balance? Are, you know, there are different types of fiber, and how does that play into it?
Correct, Bob. I mean, you need to have a balance, right? And fiber is not only about soluble fiber and insoluble fiber. I mean, all fiber play a good role. Health protection normally recommend about 10 to 20% of soluble fiber and then 80 to 90% of insoluble fiber to be part of your daily diet. When you look for product or for your consumption of fiber, I mean, you need to find a way that you both meet your daily requirement on each type of fiber.
Mm-hmm. And so let's go a little bit now deeper into chia. So when it comes to chia, is any portion of the fiber considered fermentable fiber, and is it enough to count whole chia fiber as prebiotic?
Well, Bob, the chia is a natural fiber source, a dairy fiber. Okay. The main part of the chia, which is about 80%, 90% of the chia fiber, is basically insoluble. And then you have about 10 to 20%, which is soluble. And regarding the probiotic effect of the chia fiber, a recent study has shown its positive effect on gut health. The chia mucilage, which is the soluble part of the chia fiber, which is a soluble, ready fermented type of fiber, promote human gut microbiota. Soon we will have great additional news, since we are having a specific study on chia powder fiber in regarding gut health promotion.
So another question I have simply relates to, let's talk about in today's trends and maybe some products that you have that are new or maybe not quite so new, but I wanted to just to kind of ask you about, given today's trends, what are some products that you have and what are some good on-trend applications for chia?
Us as Benexia has a specializing in chia ingredient. We have developed a product that is in the market today and sold around the world, which is basically Benexia Chia Powder 435 WLM, which is made from white chia seed. And basically what we do, we concentrate naturally by physical process the fiber of the chia. Okay, so this product have, you know, a very high amount of fiber, which is 56%. And then you have a little bit of protein with 20%, which is quite good compared to most of the pulse and flour that you have in the market. And also have a little bit of omega-3, or the enough omega-3 for application. Now, this product, which is a flour, chia flour, or undivided millet chia, like common names, is excellent for bakery applications and as well as food supplement, like for example smoothie applications. And but most of our consumer use it for the bakery application, like bread, cookies, snack, extruded cereal. That area is amazing product for this application.
Yeah, and how about like bars, like nutrition bars?
Yes, of course. You can use it, for example, in all the aspect of nutrition bar. Like it has a topping for the syrup the binding cereal for cereal bar, or even for filler. Like whenever you're doing a filler in the bar, you can mix it, and it's amazing because it brings not only fiber, but it's also going to bring protein and omega-3 without adding any unwanted material. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so specifically, and you mentioned baking, specifically when it comes to a baking formulation, how much whole chia fiber could be substituted for whole wheat flour without impacting the baking time or temperature, texture, or flavor, or color?
In terms of baking, let's say, and doesn't matter if you have whole wheat or you have wheat or any gluten-free application like quinoa or even corn or tapioca, my recommendation is always to try at least between 10 to 20%. So you replace 10 to 20%. And that is basically, let's say, in bakery, the portion size for a sandwich is going to be 60 grams of bread. Okay, so in 60 grams of bread, if you replace about 10%, you're going to have 6 grams of Benexia chia powder using per portion. Okay, that is equivalent to 3.3 grams of fiber, both soluble and insoluble. It's about 1.8 grams of protein, and you're going to have about 250 milligrams of omega-3.
Wow.
So basically, you're going to have, you know, the fiber claim, which is 3.3 is 10% of the daily requirement in fiber. Then you're going to have additional protein, which everybody loves. All the consumers love protein, especially in North America. And plant-based protein, you know, with very good amino acid profile. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have the 250 milligram of omega-3, which is a claim of has a source of omega-3. So basically, you have not only the gut health, but the cardiovascular health is also very good for that type of application. And the flavor is amazing because one of the great things about chia is that it's very stable to heat process, you know? So the flavor is gonna be smooth. The texture is amazing. And I have used it, for example, in muffin application and bakery and help you also to maintain the moisture on the bread.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be a dry flour, which is high in fiber. It's going to be very smart, moisture and soft. So I actually recommend all my customers to try 10%. You can go even a little bit higher, up to 20%, depending your product application and technology.
Yeah. And on a label, it would be labeled as chia powder.
Chia flour, you can leave it flour, as a chia flour, divided chia, but it's so clear, you know, when you say chia flour, I mean, all consumers know that chia is great. You know, everybody in North America know that chia is healthy. So when you say chia flour, and just imagine that you replace almost three or four different ingredients in one, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Very simple, straightforward message for the consumer.
Yeah. How does whole chia fiber compare cost-wise to other sources of functional fiber?
Well, in the functional fiber, you have the two range, right? You have the insoluble fiber, which is wheat bran, which are very cheap, between $1 to $2 the kilo. And then you have the high-value soluble fiber, which is going to be over $4, $5, $6 the kilo, okay, which is about $3 the pound. Us, Benexia, the chia powder for 35 is in $3 the kilo, which is $1.5 the pound in the market. So it's between the two and giving you both benefits, both insoluble and soluble benefits from the fiber.
Okay, so Remy, I just have like one last question for you, and it relates more to kind of a new trending topic that manufacturers and consumers are fascinated by or are interested in, and that regards sustainability. And so I simply just wanted to ask you about, you know, is chia fiber a sustainable ingredient? And you know, what can you tell us about its impact on the environment?
Okay, Bob. Well, basically the chia fiber that we introduced in Benexia, okay, and I wanted to explain a little bit more where we come from, right? And Benexia was born from an agricultural initiative, okay? Everything started from the field with a very high concern about agricultural sustainability, okay? Which is part of Benexia ADN, Okay. In 2014, when we start working on designing our industrialization process for focusing on chia ingredient, which is the chia fiber, we always keep that in mind in our process and design, making sure that we have the or use the minimum of, amount of water in the process, as well 100% electrical source of power, making it lower in term of, environmental footprint. Our next step, and it's now in 2021, is to move forward with the Triple Impact B Corp certification, where you have three main part that we have to focus. One, the environmental. So we have, the environmental impact of our activity from the field to our customer's warehouse, where we have to measure and control and do management of the carbon and water footprint. For example, the chia powder 435 lm have a very low water footprint and only consume less than 0.6 kilogram of CO2 per kilogram of product. But that represent about 40 to 60% less footprint than most of the flour that and fiber that you have in the industry. Okay, and that's one something great. Also, we have to focus on the environmental, on the zero waste. Our process is very clean, and we minimize to zero the waste. And of course, the recycling and reusable of packaging material, pallets, and find them as different destination or final destination that is reusable. Okay. Then you have the second part, which is the social impact. Okay. Benexa, as you know, is a woman-owned type of company, right? And we also embrace being in South America and in different country like Bolivia, Argentina, and Chile. So we have a multinational staff. About 30 to 40% of our staff are from native South American culture. Local Indians or local native population. Being a woman-owned company, I mean, the diversity of men and women in position, management position is very complex. Our factory manager is a woman. We have women in the production line, the warehouse, taking operation staff. So everything is balanced. We focus on the quality of the people rather than who you are or where you come from. Everybody is welcome to work at Benexa. And then the last part that you have to see on those type of triple impact certification is the economic. Okay, of course, all business have to be positive, but the way that you have a profitable business that also have a social responsibility, basically transparency, one, and second, accountability of what we do. And at the end, something that is very important is that Benexa Chia Powder 435 is an excellent alternative for ingredient for both our customers' formulation and for the people and the planet.
Remy, this sounds like an amazing product. Where can our listeners go to find out more?
For more information, visit us at benexa.com, and we will be happy to support you.
That's all the time that we have for today's podcast. For more in-depth podcasts on ingredients and product trends, please visit preparedfoods.com and just scroll down to our podcast section. It's updated often with the latest insights, and you can hear us there.